Hello, and welcome to Quick Charge by Electrek, keeping you in the fast track with daily EV and green energy news. I'm Mikey G, and it's Saturday, July 11th. Tesla CEO Elon Musk is hyping up the upcoming German-built Tesla Model Y, which he claims is going to be a revolution in automotive body engineering. The Model Y will be Tesla's first vehicle that will only launch in Europe and China once it's being produced locally. The new production capacity being deployed at brand new factories is giving Tesla the opportunity to improve on the SUV. Musk wrote on Twitter today, quote, "Berlin Model Y is the one to watch. That is a revolution in automotive body engineering, finally." A patent application filed last year revealed a new casting machine that Tesla is using to build the Model Y. And now, Musk appears to say that the Model Y vehicles will be built at Gigafactory Berlin are going to make more extensive use of this technology. Elon Musk says that the automaker might design and engineer a small electric hatchback in Germany. Musk was asked recently on Twitter if Tesla could build a small European-style hatchback, and the CEO responded, quote, "Probably a good one to design and engineer in Germany." At the very least, it sounds like he is interested in the idea. After several days, Tesla has now announced the official date for Battery Day and its annual shareholder meeting. The automaker released a new SEC filing, announcing September 22nd as the new date. Quote, "Tesla Incorporated, Tesla, announced today that its 2020 annual meeting of stockholders, the 2020 annual meeting, will be held in person on Tuesday, September 22nd, 2020, at 2:30 Pacific Time, at Tesla's Fremont factory. Here at Electrek, we're excited for Battery Day. As we previously reported, Electrek revealed that Tesla will present the results of its internal secret Roadrunner project at the battery event. The goal is for Tesla to produce its own battery cells using technologies developed by Tesla's internal teams, including work from its research lab in Canada, led by Jeff Dawn, and new technologies recently acquired through the acquisition of Maxwell, and to do this on a massive scale at a cost below $100 per kilowatt hour. It may be surprising to hear that a Tesla Model Y was registered in Sweden. According to car.info, there was a registration to none other than the Volvo Car Company for the electric SUV that was made in California. Now, of course, this is a year ahead of the launch for the SUV in Europe. The Swedish automaker is likely trying to reverse engineer and benchmark the Model Y in order to learn from it. It's not the first time that Volvo has been interested in Tesla vehicles. The automaker imported an early Model 3 into Sweden before it was available in Europe, way back in 2018. Tesla is facing an unprecedented $20 billion short bet against its stock. Now, for years, Tesla has been a popular target for short sellers who are trying to bet against the stock and benefit if it goes down. Ihor Dusanowski, managing director of predictive analytics at S3 Partners, said, quote, "Tesla continues to be the largest equity short in the domestic market, with $19.2 billion of short interest. Tesla recently hit a short interest level of $19.95 billion and is poised to be the first stock to hit the $20 billion short interest threshold." Now, the analysts believe that Tesla shorts could have lost over $18 billion in their bet against Tesla so far in the year of 2020. Tesla has secured an important approval for a tax break from a local school district in order to build its next gigafactory in Austin, Texas. Back in May, Electrek exclusively reported that Tesla's next factory will indeed be in Austin, Texas. The Del Valle Independent School District, which would be receiving a large portion of the taxes from Tesla, has officially approved the tax break that could save over $50 million in the next 10 years. And now Tesla needs to receive approval from Travis County commissioners for an additional tax abatement before it officially moves forward with the project. The project, which is codenamed Colorado River Project, has also been called the Tesla Cybertruck Gigafactory, since it's expected to be the manufacturing site for the upcoming pickup. Tesla has applied for a patent on a new electrolyte solution for a new lithium metal or anode-free battery cell. Over the last year, we have been reporting on Tesla's battery research partner, Jeff Dawn, and his team at DeLuise University. And now the team claims a new electrolyte will improve the batteries. In the patent application, they do release test results showing improvements in battery capacity retention, but they don't seem to have pushed the cells beyond 50 cycles for now. They would need to put batteries to many more in order to make them viable for commercialization. You can read far more technical data on our site, electrek.co. And now in a sponsored post from Blue Eddy, The team at Electrek's sister site, 9to5 Toys, has reviewed the Blue Eddy AC200, a new 1,700 watt-hour capacity power station with continuous AC output up to 2,000 watts, a solar charging input, and a myriad of features. 6 100-120 2,000 watt AC outlets, USB-C and USB-A ports, cigarette lighter, and even an RV port. The pack can even charge a Tesla to get an additional 11 miles. Fancy that! Check out the video review on our site, and you can order the AC200 for a special pre-order price this month ahead of the retail launch. And now back to the news. Rivian has secured another massive $2.5 billion in funding. The electric vehicle startup has yet to bring a vehicle to production, but it is a juggernaut when it comes to raising money. In February of 2019, Rivian took a $7 million round of funding led by Amazon, and Ford invested $500 million in the startup just 2 months later. They also added Cox Automotive as an investor with $350 million in September. It topped it all off in December of 2019 with a massive $1.3 billion round of funding. And now, Rivian has announced another round of investment almost twice as large. The startup announced a new $2.5 billion round of funding, the first in the year of 2020. Quote, Rivian has closed an investment round of $2.5 billion. The financing was led by funds and accounts advised by T. Rowe Price Associates, Incorporated. Now, T. Rowe Price used to be one of Tesla's biggest investors before it sold most of its shares last year. California is by far the biggest market for electric vehicles in the United States, and government agencies know it. Starting this month, a one-time upfront registration fee of $100 will be charged for 2020 model year plug-in vehicles in California. That will be followed by an annual registration fee of up to $175 based on vehicle value. An EV worth $5,000 will pay a paltry $25 fee, and the amount climbs up to $175 a year for plug-in electric vehicles worth $60,000 and higher. EV fees will not make up for shortages in roadway investments caused by other factors. At the same time, University of California Davis researchers found that imposing EV fees in California could reduce their sales by 10 to 24%. And in Electrek's Green Energy Brief and Climate Crisis Weekly, Washington, D.C.'s Metro has made a 25-year, $50 million deal with SunPower Corporation and Goldman Sachs Renewable Power to install solar panel carports or canopies over surface lots and above parking garages at four of the rail stations. The D.C. Metro stations are Anacostia, Cheverly, Naylor Road, and Southern Avenue. United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres urged countries yesterday to stop financing coal and pledge not to build new coal-fired power plants. Guterres made his statements at an online summit hosted by the International Energy Agency. CNN summarizes, quote, the summit included 40 government ministers from countries around the world, representing 80% of global energy use and emissions. Its aim was to set out plans to reduce global emissions while also boosting economic recovery after COVID-19. Supermarket chain Giant Food, which operates 163 supermarkets in D.C., Maryland, Virginia, and Delaware, is rolling out free EV stations for its customers with Volta. Giant will install 60 EV charging stations by the end of 2020 and 200 more by mid-2021. The International Union for Conservation of Nature has released its newest IUCN Red List of threatened species. Two significant examples, almost a third of all lemur species in Madagascar are now critically endangered, and the second species is the North Atlantic right whale. At the moment, there are fewer than 250 known mature North Atlantic right whales. The state of Vermont has implemented the food waste ban. This requires residents to compost inedible scraps either in their own composters or at facilities in the beginning of July. Fortunately for the dignity of state workers, the state is expecting voluntary compliance. On July 7th, Colorado State University raised its annual June hurricane forecast from 19 named storms up to 20. The researchers cite the likely absence of El Niño as a primary factor. According to a study from the University of York in the United Kingdom, quote, air pollution has remained at lower levels in the UK towns and cities, despite a return to near-normal traffic levels after the easing of coronavirus restrictions. And finally, in Electrek's personal mobility coverage, A new electric scooter review was posted on Electrek's YouTube channel, this time for the Wolf Warrior 11 from Fluid Free Rides. The scooter features a 50-mile-an-hour top speed, dual motors for a combined 5,400 watts of peak power, a 60-volt, 35-amp-hour battery, spring suspension, really bright lights, and a lot more. The scooter was found to be overly equipped, but it is the most fun you can have standing up. The Wolf Warrior 11 carries a price tag of $3,199, but you can go to our site, electrek.co, and get a coupon code for a limited time. Thanks for listening to Quick Charge by Electrek. I'm Mikey G, and I hope you have a great day.